back to the reading. Eight of Pentacles. Eight of Pentacles. Eight stands for abundance, manifestation, and karma. The number eight symbolizes the evolution of ever becoming. Excuse me. Its shape forms the infinity sign, as above and so below. The number also resembles an hourglass, metaphorically mixing up the two realms of the spirit and the matter. Eight is associated with rebirth and new beginnings, signaling a time to align your will with your destiny. It is the number of karma, embodying free will and the law of cause and effect. Eight represents the breathing in of spirit and breathing out of our karma. Bringing your being, bless you, bringing your being, your soul in balance with the divine. The number eight brings you to the feet of the dweller on the threshold. You have journeyed through many challenges and experiences, trying to rid yourself of old baggage and patterns. But before you allow to pass through the portal of rebirth or initiation, you may have to pay the piper for unclaimed debts. The toll to confront the darkest parts of yourself is spiritual strength. Only the purest of heart and mind can pass by the dweller. Eight represents a gateway to yet another level of spiritual understanding and dying to the old and awakening to the higher self. Eight represents one coming into an initiation. Eight symbolizes the creative, rational mind channeling cosmic energy into manifestations, tapping into the deep well of the inner wisdom. It represents the logical thinking mind coming into balance with the mystical state of intuition and cosmic intelligence unfolding into the new insight. Eight is the number of the major arcana key strength, discovering your inner strength and truth and courage to face your fears, weaknesses, and blocks with spiritual stamina. Strength addresses challenges with purity, faith, love, and courage. As you flex your inner courage, spiritual strength deepens and your lust for life becomes powerful. The eighth house of the zodiac is Scorpio, whose keywords are I desire. This house and sign represents death and rebirth. The path of this house symbolizes the journey of the soul working through the depths of your personal darkness, choosing the right desire over the misguided desires, transforming darkness into light. There is a deep wanting of higher unfoldment, to go to the word unfoldment again, of love and spiritual evolution. With the number eight, you're walking the labyrinth of life and the spirit coming to the center, communing with the divine and then taking that knowledge out to the world you live in. You're being called to a higher purpose, your dharma. The eight of wands gives you a jolt of divine inspiration. Eight of cups has you seeking your higher truth and heart. The eight of swords bring your attentions to your blocks and restricted energy that hold you back from your destiny. And the eight of pentacles awakens you to the sacred work, to your sacred work. Together, the four eights bring a breakthrough to a higher consciousness. Astrological, the sun in Virgo is 0 to 10 degrees Virgo, mutable earth. It's the first decan of the will and body for achievement. The lunar cycle is all eight moon phases. The key word is weaving your magic. In the image of the eight of pentacles, cosmic hands are weaving prayer blankets of the cycles of the moons and the earth's creatures moving in unison. The image displays how we are all connected, how every action that each of us take, no matter how big or small, affects the whole. The eight of pentacles is the blue circle. The blue circle have eight different moon faces that cycle around the eight-pointed star. The web that illuminates out from the stars connects the eight pentacles with all the stars in the image, representing cosmically that we are all intertwined. The eight-pointed star represents as above and so below, a balance that is forever in the works of life. We are our own creators, weaving what we want or may not want into our life. The image is a meditative image for the sacred work. When someone speaks of lost time while working on a creative project, they are usually referring to the experience when hours fly by like seconds. This experience can happen during the creative process when our focus is on our task. It is like a deep meditation. We are channeling cosmic energy into manifestations. It feels magical. The Eight of Pentacles symbolizes our path on our spiritual road to enlightenment while living on this earth plane. We are learning to follow our Dharma. The key to the Eight of Pentacles is finding your life's work. Understanding how our creations are small threads of universal tapestry. The gift of this card is true gratification in the self and our creations. Diligence, focus, discipline, research, commitment, and working from a place of imagination are all aspects of the Eight of Pentacles. We are taking our time as we apply our talents and wisdom to weave our heartfelt creation. This is an experience of patience, attending to details, and honoring our creative process. The Eight of Pentacles represents a time when we are absorbed in a project. There's a need to create a private place to explore and work with no outside distractions. This card signals a time for deep learning, assimilating new heights, new insights, and expanding our talents. It is a time of birthing new and innovative expressions from the integrated worlds of the spirit and the matter. The realization that everything is truly connected and every act has an effect on the larger whole becomes a truth to live by. We realize that every project contains potential for spiritual growth, recognizing what is truthful to the progress of our heart's path. We have learned not to let expectations of others derail our goals or hold us back. We have learned not to let expectations of others derail our goals or hold us back. The Eight of Pentacles brings a highly creative time. We are in sync with the creative forces of the universe. It signals self-confidence, productivity, and progress with the project or endeavor. It indicates learning, expanding, or mastering a skill. This card signals job offers or commissions. Rewards for our diligent work and efforts start to flow to us. The realization that we are the creator of our life begins to come true. We are following our Dharma in the truest form, which unfolds into living our destiny, which unfolds into service to the greater good, the greater whole. I said the trees hold the keys to the galaxies, and then our seeds hold the clues to our legacy, and then everything is frequency and energy. That's why we focus on ourselves and not the enemy. I said we focus on ourselves and fuck that enemy. Nah, we focus on ourselves and love that enemy. I have love for me, myself, and I'm just a butterfly trying to get so damn high, so I love myself. Ja. Yes, we play and have fun.
Welcome to the next reminiscence.
The next reminiscence?
Yes, we're remembering.
Reminiscence.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Hi. Not a premonition, but a reminiscence. Remember who I am. Unlearn the bullshit. Relearn or remember your good shit, your God shit. You gifted. Oh my gosh. Help. Look, you see that tan? I gotta get a tan here. Too light. That look like your face. The Four of Wands. Four. From the star deck, the Ford is holding space. Ah, I have yet to read the four in this book, but four means holding space. Damn, son.
Oh.
In the midst of that, four is the number of earth, humanity, and form. It represents the home, creating this place with strong foundation and boundaries. It also suggests a quiet place to recharge and connect with your inner self. I said, I love myself. Four is the number of completion and beginning something new. It symbolizes the four directions in the path of the Native American medicine wheel and the four corners symbol of the Wheel of Fortune. As well as the four seasons, the four elements, the four corners of the earth, and the four archangels. Its symbol is the square of foundation. It represents stability, security, creativity, possessions, productivity,
and material possessions. They put possessions in here twice. Get your stuff, Nick. As well as...
They put possessions and material possessions.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's two different
things. Mm. Enlighten.
Because possessions could be non-physical, physical.
That's why they separated. With, like, give an example of a non-physical possession.
And then material possessions are like...
Gotcha, but give an example of a non-physical possession for those that don't know.
A non-physical possession?
Yeah, yeah. What is one of your non-physical possessions?
My non-physical possessions is my attachment to self.
So your love.
My love.
Your love for yourself.
Yes.
You possess
that's a
that.
Major. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. And as well as limitations. The four corners of the solid foundations are created from the balanced energies of the four aces. Wands for fire, cups for emotions, swords for air, and pentacles for earth. The four hold space within its foundation for dreams and visions to manifest. Four is the number of the major arcana key, the emperor, the father of personal power and leadership. He symbolizes protection and strong foundations and accomplishments, bringing strength, vitality, and vision to new projects. The fourth house of the zodiac is Cancer. With its key words, I feel. Cancer would be I feel. Mm-hmm. This house and sign represents the principle of Divine Mother, Mother Nature, the Moon, soul memory, and cosmic wisdom. Cancer works with an open heart, working from expanded consciousness and responsibility to the Earth's environment and humanity. The four brings manifestation and visions for the future. The four of wands brings completion and celebration. The four of cups brings reflection and meditation. The four of swords brings introspection and healing. And the four of pentacles bring personal power and new visions. The four of wands is what we're reading astrologically, Venus in Aries, 20 to 30 degrees in Aries, cardinal fire, more fire. Third decadent, propaganda, speaking the truth. We were just talking about media today. Ja, I love our cards. I so do. Lunar cycle is disseminating the moon. Disseminating moon. Keywords is completion and celebration. Have fun and celebrate is what they're telling us. It says the image, two golden bears have paused to enjoy the bountiful harvest of the four of wands. They will need, ja, they will need nourishment and strength to move forward. Like, yo, nigga, if you ain't supporting this mission, the fuck are you here for? You either taking from it or giving to it or doing win-win. If you're neither of these shits, get the fuck out my face. You get the fuck out my face, what? You get the fuck out my face. For real, that's what you like my energy be like that to people. It is, bro. And it's crazy because that's what I was able to have that moment today. Like having our conversations and our meditations really put me in a place where I get to pay attention to myself. And I'm glad that you could articulate yourself, golden bear. Yo, they will need nourishment and strength to move forward to newer heights and discover mountains. And discovery, the mountains. The four of wands are laden with harvest from the divine. Yes, everything is delicious. Holy shit. Who broke? Nigga, who broke, Sam? No, the money is always on the way. That's something my grandma say. When he said that shit, I felt it. Birds sing and fairies bless the cubs. The cubs represent one's dualities, male and female, at play journeying together. The eight-pointed star, the medicine wheel, shines out, symbolizing divine energy taking form. Eight-pointed star symbolizes balance, harmony, and cosmic order. The medicine wheel represents wholeness, Individuation.
It's individuation.
Yeah, that word gave me a brain fart. Completion and new beginning. We definitely got to Google that shit.
I don't have my phone.
The four wands bring celebration, achievement, and reward. A passion of yours has been realized, and you're enjoying the fruits of your labor. And we're enjoying the fruits of our labor. We feel joyful, free, energized, and happy. All is well, and life is jubilant. The key to the four of wands is taking time out to enjoy our success. Also keeping in mind that planning our next move is crucial. Crucial to rejuvenate creative energies into future achievements. The gift of the four of wands, the gift of the four of wands presents prosperity, celebration, contentment, harvest, and harmony. The four of wands. Yeah, exactly. And harmony again, bringing that balance. Like having that is everything. You bring us balance. Jaja.
You bring me rejuvenation.
Jaja. The four of wands represents development and growth. We are on the right track and making progress. Through hard work and enthusiasm, we've created a successful accomplishment. Shout out to G-Force 3, Demystifying Awareness. Yeah, our media company is lit.
Your socks, yes.
Yeah, my shit is amazingly soft because they were pedicure yesterday.
Like orgasms, my hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should feel yourself if you
that's
get a better kiss.
Like,
absolutely.
Dang,
like that's why I wore no shirt today. I want to put my whole body in that wax. Like, and you should drip that on us. That sacred energy exchange has to be hot. Yes, we should do that. The four wands bring. It's a time to celebrate in gratitude. Thanking the divine for good fortune. The four wands bring renewal, development, new ideas, strength, and concepts. A level of perfection has been reached, and we are experiencing the synchronicities of life, riding the energetic wave of creativity to the next horizon of possibilities. Ja. The four wands brings movement and new directions. As we enjoy the harvest of our efforts, we begin to plan our next move towards the future. With success, we can easily become content with its comfort and security, which can lead to stagnation. To keep the energy moving, the actions of completion and initiation need to keep cycling. This is one of the things that I had to learn the hard way. Like, yeah, I love this, but like, it's still next. Next. You ask me if I'm addicted to what's next? I'm very intentional about the next. Because we...
Attentional is not addictive.
I know, but it's okay.
You just like the what's next. Just say, I
love the what's next.
But you're not addicted.
I love it. I love it dearly.
But you're not
addicted. I love it up there with weed and sex. Like, what's next? So
is it on the top two?
It's up there.
Or is it just number three?
No, like, I am not linear. This is a non-linear conversation. It's up there.
It goes into a bubble. And the first two words are...
Yes.
And then the third one would
so be... not it's like learning knowledge is up there. Family. But what's next? The mission is definitely up there. I'm definitely infatuated with my mission.
Good. You should be.
Yes.
Carry
and
on.
I'm infatuated with our missions of the Magnetic Minds and all those that are tuning in to this
yes.
podcast. Ja, ja. The Four of Wands move energy from the successful platform we've created to open horizons. What the fuck? from the platforms we created to the open horizons of new imagination and inspiration. When the Four of Wands enters, we've completed something with great success. Fulfillment and reward flow to us. We are free from constricts, deadlines, and or limitations. Well-being, high energy, and stamina are ours. Ours. This card represents hospitality, fun, joy, generosity, and the celebratory events. Weddings, birthdays, births, and anniversaries.
I definitely want to marry myself.
Hey, pick a date to marry yourself and make that happen. Our achievements give us a moment to breathe. Or stop and breathe. Both cards said stop and breathe. taking the journey that brought us to the present. It also suggests not to rest on our laurels of success for too long, or we can miss opportunities. The Four of Wands indicates new levels of growth and development in a project, in a relationship, or lifestyle that brings harmony. When the time is right, grab the golden ring of new possibilities and move forward to a new chapter in thy life. Ja.
Ja. That card made you have to go to the bathroom?
Right, I already had to go, sure. And it makes me have to go even more.
Yeah, sure, that's a lit-ass card.
Some laughter, some curiosity, some hurt, some patience, and some play.
Yeah.
Number 40, the orangutan. Laughter, curiosity, pleasure, and play. Amidst the challenges that our world currently faces, there is a member of our tribe that brings a special gift that we must never forget. Found only in the tropical rainforests of the Borneo and Sumatra. No, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but his home has all but been taken. But what remains is in this sagely patient and highly intelligent being is the divine laughter. The divine gift of laughter. I am orangutan.
Yes, you are. I am orangutan.
With opposable thumbs and arms, 7 times stronger than ours and twice as long as their legs, orangutan is uniquely equipped to live almost all of his life in the trees. He swings from branch to branch better than any other ape, and much like his gorilla cousin, serves as a great role by spreading seeds through the forest.
Yeah.
Many of which can only germinate once they have passed through the digestive tract of an orangutan. Each night, he builds a new nest high in the canopy, often with a roof of leaves to block the rain. Giving birth only once every 8 years, female orangutans keep their children close for the first few years of their life. Females often stay into their teens to learn about mothering by watching their siblings be raised. Baby orangutans are known to cry when they're hungry, whimper when they're hurt, and smile at their mothers. Armed with a cheeky sense of humor, orangutans share the most clear expression of laughter of any animal, often in response to tickling, wrestling, and playing chase. Highly observant and inquisitive, there are many stories of orangutans escaping from zoos after watching their keepers lock and unlock their doors. The message. Orangutans swing into your life with a clear and simple message to bring more play into your day. Amidst the serious stakes, high pressures, and apparent challenges that may at times circle your life, orangutan brings the glorious ability to raise above tension and stress and gain a different view. A wider view from the above. Upside down and from a different angle, orangutan helps us step back. Take a breath. And not take life or ourselves too seriously. There is power in the perspective that climbing above can bring. And being curious instead of critical. Asking questions to find a solution instead of seeking to blame. And choosing to see and expect the very best in ourselves and others. Instead of the worst. Orangutan teaches us to smile and even laughter in the face of adversity and glide from branch to branch with grace and ease. Instead of clinging to the trunk and fearing a fall or worse, trusting enough to play with life will awaken your inner strength and open new pathways where once the door seems closed. Spend time in the physical play this week. Move your body. Wrestle with a friend.
Naked wrestle?
Climb a tree or dance with a child. Awaken the part of you that sees this life as a great game to be shared and enjoyed by all. Awaken the curiosity of the child within who sees the world as beautiful. Awaken the wise one that knows who best to coax others into play. Swing free and reclaim the power to transcend worlds. It is said that angels fly because they take themselves lightly. Orangutan welcomes you back onto Earth flight through the laughter of your spirit and the divine gift of play. My soul is bathed in laughter.
My soul is bathed in laughter.
My heart warmly smiles.
My heart warmly smiles.
My mind and body are at play.
My mind and body are at play.
Life is a joyous adventure.
Life is a joyous adventure.
A gift that I embrace.
A gift that I, the we, embrace.
I love me. Yes, I do. Back up, bitch. Don't fuck with my shit. Cause I love my life. Then I'ma trap this shit out.
Gang, gang. Gang, gang, gang. I said I love myself. Ja.
Yeah. And you better love me too.
Cause we love you too.
Okr.
Okr. Ja, ja. Are you breathing before you do those?
I'm trying to go to the bottom.
Do you breathe before you do those?
Yeah.
Of sounds. In the vibrations.
Up, down, turn around.
Bina Kita Kita. Bina Bina Kita Kita. Okma. Hurame, 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 by so lati da. Ja, ja. Why do you say ja so much? You like ja? Because that's the first fucking, it's me, motherfucker.
The second syllable in the me.
Ja. You have a beautiful voice.
Gotcha.
We have beautiful sounds, and we're going to stop this at 333. Frequency on energy.
This is very loud. It cannot be over toning me. Like,
you gotta speak up then.
The lovers, the sacred marriage, the healing union, the symbolism in the lover's image. Within the lover's image, you see Archangel Raphael, healer of the light, who opens one's heart to light, healing, and higher consciousness. He represents the healings of one's mind, body, spirit through the light and unconditional love of God. The sun represents the light of the divine. The dove, the Holy Spirit, descends with the light of peace that comes from the healing and true self-love. The man and woman face each other with love, devotion, and commitment of sacred marriage to each other, as well as the sacred marriage within the self. The apple tree next to the woman represents the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The golden tree next to the man represents the tree of life. The tree's roots intertwine in the pool of starry possibilities in the shape of a heart. Combining both aspects of the trees, above the heart is a six-pointed star created from the union of a fire triangle, masculine spirit, consciousness, and fire, and the water triangle, feminine, emotion, unconsciousness, water, symbolizing creation and transformation at a very sacred level. The grail represents the feminine, the garden of the receptivity flowing with love into the pool of all possibilities. The sword is the masculine aspect, bringing thought and imagination into action. The double-edged sword defines one's needs and choices one makes in life. The butterfly represents the beauty of transformation that comes from the healing and self-love. The calla lilies represents purity and unconditional love. Gemini is the astrological aspect of the lovers, symbolizing the twins, dualities, and communication. The twins embody the yin and yang, light and dark, the known and unknown. The lovers is a complicated and multifaceted key. The traditional ideas surrounding this key deal with adolescence and sexual discovery, free will, and making choices. The modern approach takes those ideas and couples them with the concept of the balance between one's inner masculine and feminine aspects expressed in a romantic relationship in the physical world. If there is unbalance with your inner polarities, it reflects the choices you make in your relationships in life. Love, sensuality, and sexuality can be very transformative if it comes from a balanced place. A loving and committed union with another can increase one's understanding of life, creation, and renewal, bringing both parties closer to their soul self and one with the divine. The lover's gift is emotional healing from the sacred marriage within that brings a solid, loving relationship into your life. The lover's number is 6, the number of balance, choices, harmony, completion, integration, and transformation. One of the big lessons of the lovers is to love and honor yourself first, before you can truly open and love another authentically. From this place, you mirror only genuine love, attracting unique light of another that will bring expansion to your heart and emotional fulfillment.
Within a relationship, you should never feel limited, restricted, or restrained, nor should you do that to another. When two hearts share the same love, peace, and understanding, the relationship is stronger than any adversity. Everyone has experienced the feeling of love on some level, the feeling of walking on air, the initial infatuation.
Infatuation.
Everything around you seems brighter, more alive, and more connected. Passion is high. The lovers symbolize this feeling, but it goes much deeper. It represents a committed relationship. The lovers represents a strong partnership that is genuine and harmonious, bringing trust and spiritual strength, surrendering their hearts to each other without fear. The relationship expands and stretches the physical and spiritual self to connect at deep and unexpected places of the heart. The lovers have a kindred understanding of the truth of their gift, true love, and sensuality bring. The lovers encompass human love, spiritual love, and sexual love that is transformative. This card reminds you of the value of sensual and sexual love and how it awakens the powerful life force of the Kundalini and creation within you. You understand that you, earth, and spirit are consistently renewing and regenerating, forever evolving and creating new growth. The lovers symbolize a committed, strong, romantic relationship that keeps growing and spiritually expanding towards a deeper understanding of your inner self, your partner, and your relationships in the outer world. It awakens your free will to make choices in life that support your heart's evolution on your spiritual path. This card asks, are the choices you make in relationships coming from a balanced, integrated place? If not, identify the opposing aspects within yourself and how they affect your external life. Internal struggles between your dualities can create negativity that projects outwardly. Addressing your inner conflict, balancing the dualities, trusting and loving yourself can heal the struggles from the past. Understanding your dualities and how they alchemically work with the energies of your outer world opens you up to the creativity and personal power. The lovers signal a time for choices and decisions to be made. This card gifts are peace, harmony, beauty, love, and trust. It indicates a deepening relationship, marriage, or a strong bond between two people.
Yeah.